brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joined us, some stations carry the second and third hour on this live Wednesday edition. We are about to crash the servers at Infowars.com/show. And we're going to attempt to put this out on Ustream and other areas, maybe doppelganger the feed so that it doesn't bring down our servers. So many people are logging in right now to the audio feeds, but the main video feeds are maxing out. At Infowars.com/show. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we have those other servers, and you can continue to get the feeds from there. But Fort A.P. Hill outside Bowling Green, Virginia, you can pull up the articles from February. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation, martial law training. 300-acre town includes sports stadium, school, underground subway. And our guys, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight, just marched into an underground tunnel. And obviously their internet feed cut out. So they are out of video, audio, contact, going into the underground base. And so many times, like Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, that have been infiltrated by myself and others. In the case of Bohemian Grove, and military operations I would cover, Delta Force operations, you name it, it's in my police state films. People could not believe it, like the military could not believe that I went and got footage of Delta Force in South Texas and that I had the tips to get it. And then one time they had guys with guns put the guns to our chest and take our footage away, but that was back when the system could get away with all this. They know now that blows up in their face. Plus, the military understands that this is treason that's going on. I think that's a big part of why we're being left alone right now, because they don't want to have a scene. They will not respond to us about the base. They will not talk to us. We've called the base commander or colonel. We have called their assistants. We have sent them emails, letters over the last 4 months. We've been stonewalled. So now our reporters have just waltzed right in. And that's what people don't get. People think when I snuck into Bohemian Grove, that must have been fake because CBS reporters, Vanity Fair reporters, I mean, it's got to be more than 20 reporters have been arrested. Well, yeah, they go in and start asking people questions with a pad and paper. I snuck in and then hid in the woods till night came and filmed the ritual. That is the only reason I got in and was successful with Mike Hansen. And once I got in, I got on the payphone. They have payphones there, not cell phones, in this gorge. And I called John Ronson, and I said, come on in. This is how you do it. And then he swore me to secrecy that he'd ever been in there because he didn't want to get sued when he put out his TV show about it. And then later he went, oh, I was in there too with Alex Jones. And people are like, Alex, why didn't you say that? Well, that's part of being a reporter is that you have sources. And we had an insider inside the Grove that gave us code words. And again, I can talk about that 14 years later. That was in July of 2000.
Hail, fellowships, eternal flame. Once again, midsummer sets us free.
Anyways, long story short, it's so easy to fight tyranny. What do you think is going to happen? There's a real civil war. People don't buy the propaganda that, you know, John Wayne's a terrorist and Ron Paul's a terrorist and all, you know, Alex Jones is a terrorist and David Knight's a terrorist, and anybody that wants guns is a terrorist, anybody that's libertarian's a terrorist. It's not going to fly, folks. And people will be looking for targets of opportunity in a physical war. The globalists will be hiding in armored bases, trying to send out helicopter groups to go grab people in the night to kill the leadership of the resistance. There is no leadership. We're headless. We literally love freedom, and we're not going to go along with tyranny. And we counter your legions tenfold ten. Literally. We'll be right back to see if our crew's out of the tunnel.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our reporters David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, are outside Bowling Green, Virginia at AP Hill, Fort AP Hill, which is a 300-acre facility with razor wire around it. Inside of another facility, Sergeant Biggs says he's not seen except in prison-type facilities and bases in Afghanistan and Iraq, he saw, where he personally brought scores of people to be tortured. And anybody that doubts Joe Biggs' credentials, he's had major Esquire pieces done on him with embedded reporters, some of the heaviest fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq as well, in a piece worked on for over a year with the late Michael Hastings of Rolling Stone before that Vanity Fair. And he's a very credible witness, and he's saying it looked like a torture facility to him. They've now come out of the tunnel where we lost video audio feeds. What did you find down the railway tunnel, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs?
It's a pretty in-depth subway station. As you can tell, a little winded. We had to do some climbing to get in through there. It smells like pure gasoline. But we got onto the subway car itself, and you could see the map, and it is actually Washington, D.C. I mean, it is in-depth. It's pretty crazy the amount of money you can tell they spent on this, and they definitely put it to use. But right over here, though, what I noticed before we were walking down here, there's some helicopter landing zones, so they have LZ pads set up too as well.
Now, again, you're just here calmly talking with you, a witness to torture in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then now we're just here, and you're saying, yeah, looks like an interrogation area, looks like a torture box. Explain to people from your expert view what this place looks like.
It definitely doesn't look too good for America. I mean, you can see Homeland Security is buying us 2 billion rounds. I mean, they definitely have a reason to use those, and buying up all those extra rounds and destroying them, that's shady. I mean, seeing a place like this, I mean, it just gives me the worst gut feeling in the world. I don't think anything good can come from this, no matter how they word this and say that they're doing joint operations with whoever to help them out. It just doesn't look and feel right at all. And the one building over there, though, I mean, to the T, looks like an interrogation room that we had helped build in Afghanistan, where we would bring in, you know, crop owners, people who had opium fields, things like that, and these guys would talk to them. And I guess that's where they would try to find out whether or not they're going to cooperate with the U.S. government and or not, and then we would go destroy those opium fields.
So if they didn't play ball, the fields were destroyed. What happened if they played ball?
Then those fields would be watched from time to time to make sure that no one else did destroy them. Whoever that farmer's competition may be, whether it be Taliban or other farmers you're trying to sell and make that money over here in the U.S.
So government helping produce the opium, government torturing. Just because it's such an important topic, now that we brought it out, since you're talking about it on air, describe the type of people you'd bring to the facilities that you're saying this looks like for torture, in your words, earlier, last hour.
I mean, a lot of the times they look like regular farmers, you know. I mean, sometimes I was kind of questioning why it is we'd be grabbing these guys. I don't know, definitely didn't look like bad Taliban people, but these guys, you know, pretty positive.
We just lost his feed. I think the mic got unplugged for you guys, so we're going to check that mic feed. I want you to recap what you just said, and then I want to continue on and check out some of the other buildings. And then I'm going to let you guys go, but with the feed still going, in case something happens, we'll have the feed. It just won't be on air, and I want to get high def of everything you can, and then I want to try to go out to the main base that base is inside of, and we'll first get your raw footage out of there. And hide it someplace, and then get lunch or something, and then I want you to go back to the military base, and actually talk to the people that are there at the base watching us right now. So I guess in a couple hours they should know you're going to be coming there. Does that sound like a good plan, guys? Okay, we're fixing their audio feed. I could tell what it was, guys. The external mic plug must have come out. And then we went to just the general mic on the phone. So that's what happened there. So we're going to get the technology back up and working. Best stuff out there is just off the shelf, and then to be able to bring you this information. First time we did live feeds with a laptop was back in 1988. I know we did before that in New York, but at the DNC. And we're really able to get a lot of information that way when stuff was happening. In fact, that video saved me when they said that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin, and it was people that were with her crouching down behind me screaming it, and then they had national news saying I had said kill a woman. In 1 hour, it was all over national television, and that was an attempt to destroy me, but because we had that feed archived, we had them doing it from behind, showing it, and that's how the system works, folks. So just remember, they can pull any type of hoax at any time. Were we able to get reconnected with those guys?
Not yet.
All right. Well, we can go to phone, too, or we don't need that good an audio. We can go off the actual internal microphone if you want. Were we able to get them the message that it was a...
Yes, yes, we did.
Mic issue?
Yeah. They're checking the mic on the...
All right, whatever. Thanks. Doesn't matter. I've run off with a couple of the company phones using them for stuff. I need to bring those back so they have backup. I only have two phones, but that's not enough. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of other news we haven't gotten to yet, but this is the type of on-the-ground reporting that we bring you, and this is just amazing news that is unfolding right now, because Biggs has told me privately about stuff. Lots of it's come out in the news about all the people they would go grab and take them to be tortured, and the screaming and you know, the rest of it and the bloody rags that would come out when they were done with them. Sometimes they were just put on helicopters and disappeared. And people just need to stop being naive and understand this is going on everywhere. And it wasn't about defeating Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. It was about controlling hundreds of billions a year of opium coming out of Afghanistan. And it was producing about 7% of world supply in 2001. It's now producing 93%, according to Interpol, of world opium that's turned into heroin. And the heroin is just everywhere now in the streets, all over the place. I go on the hike and bike trail, never saw this before. There's just needles all over the place. People are just on heroin all over the place. And because it's so cheap, it's just pouring out on the streets. And just like Vietnam, you know who's bringing it in. The big banks using the military, compartmentalized to guard the opium fields or burn the ones that, you know, they don't control. And it's pretty outrageous to see all this unfolding and to see all of this going on in this country. Now, while we're figuring out what's going on with that, guys, just give me a status update. Status update. Just come on the mic.
We're getting them on the phone.
You're on air right now, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep, they're coming on the air here in a second. We got them on the phone. Here we go.
Okay, great. So we do have them.
Yep.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry, Biggs, finish up your point about taking people to be tortured in Afghanistan and then what years that was going on, and then continue to give us your take on what you're seeing at this AP Hill facility in Virginia, and I want to get David Knight's breakdown.
Yeah, what I was talking about with that is we would have these agency representatives, whoever they were, agents, and they typically don't look like your normal soldier, you know, the big long dark beard, hat down, the hat brim down to the bridge of their nose. You can't see their face that well. And, you know, they would come out on missions that we were asked, you know, we were told not to ask any questions. They had a specific mission aside from what it was that we were doing. And what they would do is, you know, I guess during that time when we were out doing our, you know, our magic trick, you know, with us, the hands clap up here, and they're really, there's something going on under the table. You know, we're giving out free food to the locals, and these guys are out picking out their next, you know, mark. And then we would take the guy, ask us to bring him in. We take him into this makeshift facility. It looks a lot like what we just looked at in there, with tables and chairs like that. And we would stand outside guard, and you would hear screaming.
All right, give us your take. And we've got video established, so we'll show some video shots, but have audio on the phone. Again, you said you saw what looked like a medical table in an interrogation area with a sensory deprivation or sweat box?
Yeah, there was some kind of box over the wires, and then there was a table that had wheels on the bottom. It definitely looked like a medical table where they would strap a body down to it. And then there was two chairs facing the table.
Well, you know, our so-called U.S. government's been caught with black sites in Germany, Romania, Poland, Jordan.
Fort A.P. Hill.
Yeah, Fort A.P. Hill. I mean, obviously it's got multi-uses, but down the road, I'm told they already have the FBI and others there. This looks like a big threat fusion center to me.
Roger that. It definitely does. Right now I'm getting ready to walk over to I found a landing zone for a helicopter, so I'm looking around right there. It's where the main four-lane interstate mock area comes to an end, and there's a helicopter landing zone. It says Helopad 306, and it's right at the edge of the soccer field.
Be sure and get footage of the Constantino wire, because we're showing photos in Poland of a real CIA torture base, and it looks just like the internal base that you're on, similar to Camp X-Ray, that is within the larger Guantanamo Bay facility.
Yeah, you can see the sea wire that kind of goes around on the edge of the soccer field. I mean, it doesn't look like a place where I'd want to play soccer at, Alex. A big fence with Constantino wire. That doesn't look like a happy place to fall around.
Well, let's get HD footage of the Constantino wire and continue to go through the area. I'm going to get some comments from David Knight in the next segment, but you guys just get all the HD you can. And then just for your own safety, let's get that video reestablished with the internal audio. That's all we have now. Let's just try to get footage, live feeds to protect you guys as much as we can. Because undoubtedly they're watching right now. And then like I said, go get lunch, squirrel your footage away, and I want you to go onto the main base and talk, you know, go in and demand answers. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'm going to go in there and talk to the guys, but I don't know if I'm going to mention that I'm in this area. The lady at the gate didn't seem like she knew her job too well, and I've got a feeling that she might have messed up on this part.
Oh, they're watching. Don't worry. You already talked to that reporter. First thing he did was call him.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
All right, folks, we're going to cover a giant plethora of incredibly important news on immigration, the Second Amendment. It's all coming up in the next segment. We got the video and audio reestablished with our reporters, Joe Biggs and David Knight, and they're going to continue to inspect the facility. Then it's inside a military base. They're going to go to the greater military base and try to talk to the people that have been stonewalling us. I suggest you get your stuff back to the hotel or wherever first before you go back there, though, because they may not even know you're in there. They may freak out. That's just from experience before. So, Biggs, closing comments from you on this right now. We'll continue with the live feed in the background without audio off and on for your safety. And then I want to get David Knight's quick take on this as well.
So far, like I said, we've seen a lot of detailed structures out here from the inside and from the out. You know, the interesting part is those chambers over there where the medical tables were as well, and that underground part that led to some kind of holding area under that building. That's a bit eerie. We walked into the metro subway area. That was very detailed, way deep down underground, too. And you could definitely see that the map of all the D.C. roads.
And about 20 minutes ago, that bus pulled in. Are you going to go over and see if anybody's in that?
Yeah, we're going to walk up to it right now.
I know they're training police nationwide to drive buses during emergencies. David Knight?
I hear more vehicles right now.
Oh, you hear more vehicles. Oh, so.
Yeah, that would be out on the outside road, though, because we're getting close to the corner of the place. I'm not sure if that bus was here or not. We're not sure about that. But, you know, the bottom line, Alex, is that when they did the tour and they showed the video, they said there was a mosque. All they showed was the church. I was really questioning whether there was even a mosque. It turns out they do have a mosque, but they're not talking about having the church. They don't want people to realize that they perceive the American people as the enemy. You can look at this town. This is very much an American town. Scroll around here and look at this. We've got a crosswalk sign over here. That's a stop sign, BB&T. We've got traffic lights there. We've got a phone booth. I guess they got that cheap because they don't use those anymore. looks like a even newspaper stand, a mailbox out there. We've got street signs. They've gone to a lot of detail. And so the question is, why is an asymmetric warfare group training for insurgency here? I've watched their stuff over and over again. As we all know, they're going to train as close to the scenario that they plan to be operating in as possible. So this is very close to an American city, very close. And in the past, what they've done is they've erected these building shells, and a lot of these buildings, even though they're finished to some detail, most of them are unfinished cinder block, but they do have windows, they've got doors, locks, that sort of thing. They do have this finished up like a regular city. This is not a bombed out city like they typically train in the desert for urban warfare. As Joe's we were talking about this before, they typically put that out in the desert. They've just got shells of buildings because they've already gone in with airstrikes. This is a different kind of war they're anticipating. This is a war where they're going to be occupying a country for a long time. And so the question is, why are they making this so detailed about America?
Well said, David Knight. What are you planning on doing now?
Well, I'd like to go back and take some shots of the mosque. We lost reception when we went in there, so we couldn't. We had to go back outside again, so I'd like to take some HD footage of that. Just want to get some more HD footage. I think we've gotten into all the places that are open. So.
We'll try the fire department.
Yeah, we'll try the fire department.
Let me put the overhead back up, and I'll mention all the buildings and see if you've been to them. Let's put that map back up if we can, and I'll mention them. You've been to the soccer area. Have you been to the school?
The school.
What school's across from the mosque right by the soccer field.
They didn't really have it. Well, okay, what they're calling the school then is that building. That was the building we called the torture center. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe that had some connection.
Well, you've got the UKN. Have you been to that? You've got the church. You've been there. There's another UKN.
Well, there is a cinder block building that we couldn't get into that's next to the soccer. That is a couple of stories high. We did not go into that one. That's probably what they're talking about, school. And then this is the embassy right here. The gate is open there. We can go up and see if we can see anything through the windows of that.
I guess UKN means unknown. And then you've got, well, we need to find out what all those UKNs are. Have you been to the hotel? Have you been to the one right across the street from the embassy?
Yeah, that's what looks like kind of like an apartment.
That's right there. Like. Yeah, that's the hotel, I guess. They call that hotel. And I don't know, what they call this over here, the BB, right across the street from it. Is that a bank or something?
They call it, UK unknown.
Well, they've got an ATM machine.
And you've been inside the underground metro station.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, you're at Fort AP Hill in Virginia, and they did not respond to our calls and our letters and our emails. So we're there, and we've got a financial expert, Harry Dent, joining us for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. But I'll come back to you guys, I guess, when you go live into the actual military base where the officers are at. That's going to be coming up. But continue. A lot of these windows, again, are totally blacked out and chromed out where you can't find out what's inside of them. Wouldn't we like to find out what's going on inside these buildings? All right.
Well, that's the embassy.
Yeah, find out. Great job, guys. We'll continue with your live feed, popping in with the video feeds and describing it for radio listeners. Big news blitz coming up straight ahead, but we're just investigating.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it.
Dogs walk a middle haze. No cops, we don't discriminate.
Our reporters are on the ground outside Bowling Green, Virginia, at Fort AP Hill that no other media has been allowed into. The Pentagon put out some video, did a tour, kept people in their vehicles. We are going through every building that's open, and it looks like it is a training facility jointly for torture overseas, but could be used as a facility to torture people as well. We know there's a lot of black sites just like it, and it looks to me like there's more going on than meets the eye underneath the facility. Virginia is just riddled with underground railways and other systems. That's on record. The Briar Green Hotel is very famous in Virginia. About 3 miles from where I sit up by the airport, they've got the Hilton, that's a round hotel, the former SAC command base for this sector, about a third of the country, and it's got an underground base under it. And railways out to Fort Hood and the nuclear weapon bunkers under it. And I know that because I had family that lived here during the 50s and 60s, and it was a SAC base officially. And I talked to the military. There's a military base out there right now, National Guard, but it's more than that. And they're like, yeah, you know about that? We're not supposed to talk about it. And there's all these snorkels sticking up on the side of the road to bring air down into the underground bases. So this looks to me like that Ozarks mansion that the multi-billionaire, a former NSA official who got paid all this government money, he then built his own armored castle out there. And they've had dump trucks for 3 years coming in and out of giant subterranean vaults underneath it. It's definitely, even mainstream news has said, it's a secret government base. And they're just digging in for collapse of civilization, putting these facilities in all over the place. And just doing all sorts of weird illegal surveillance, narcotics trafficking, torture training. It really is a nightmare scenario. Biggs, talking about delivering people for torture, farmers and people. That's just standard procedure for folks that were in the Army. And almost all the rest of my family that's been in the Army, going back to the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, just goes, oh, yeah. Oh, sure, torture, narcotics trafficking, murder in the U.S. I mean, it's just the public is so naive about what really goes on. And meanwhile, they'll throw you in jail claiming you didn't pay your income tax. But Obama can make all his friends basically tax exempt and outside of Obamacare. Now, again, we're still showing feeds. That's good. We'll be archiving that and having more on the nightly news tonight. We'll go back to them as things unfold. But it's kind of ghostly to have our reporters up there at Fort AP Hill, and there are hundreds of thousands of people watching this on different video streams, millions of people on the radio hearing it described. It'll be archived tonight. We'll put it out to YouTube for everybody. It's just incredible. And before I get into all the news, I hope listeners realize I'm not complaining. It's very animating. It's very exciting to do what I do. It's also very exhausting to know we're right and to know the big picture and to just sit here and watch it in slow motion, the tyranny unfold. But we're so blessed to be here and be able to run this operation. It is you out there that are members of InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news subscription system, the HD uploads, the high-quality commercial-free audio and video podcast, all of my films, the books. There's like 19 years of material. The site's been around, I don't know, more than 12 years. PrisonPlanet.tv is now a first-rate site. It's been a little clunky over the years, but it's gotten better and better. And we're going to be launching in the next few days what I believe is the first version of the new redesign. If it works well, InfoWars will be updated to have a new, better look. I know folks have wanted that. I've wanted that as well. It's still a great site. It would look wonderful 8 years ago when Kurt Nimmo redesigned it. He's been helping with the new redesign. And again, we're going to do it in phases because folks don't like it changing. This will be the first phase of change. And a few months from now, we'll change a little bit more. The point is, it's kind of like eBay. People like the yellow color of eBay. When they went to white, people got mad. They lost like a third of their traffic. So they slowly, over a year, changed it from yellow down to white and changed the format. So we're just tweaking it, what works best, but we're going to do that. And then with the rest of the sites, and launch a bunch of new stuff. But that's exciting to have that done. Hopefully done in the next few days. You'll see that roll out and happen. Again, I got a bunch of news I want to cover. It's so imperative that A, you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, you get the equivalent of 3 months free, so it's even lower price. And each membership, each username and passcode, create an original username and passcode that isn't connected to anything else you've got, and then you can share it with friends and family. 11 people can log into your account simultaneously, 7 o'clock every night for the nightly news. Special live reports, you name it, on the road, PrisonPlanet.tv. So please become a member today, A, but B, if you are a member, stop procrastinating, folks. Come on, share the membership with friends and family. And I know you're not procrastinating. We're seeing massive bandwidth spikes, huge amounts of people using it, and huge amounts of people signing up and becoming subscribers. So I want to thank you, those of you that have become subscribers, to PrisonPlanet.tv. Our YouTube channel follows the most standard rules of all of the systems. You look at the Young Turks and folks, they can show whatever they want, fair use, and don't get a problem. We show anything. We have a copyright strike right now. We're fighting. We could lose that channel with 400 million views. We've got a bunch of other channels total, 600 million views, not counting other people's channels. And, again, we lose that archive. Folks should be downloading all your favorite informative videos off of that and reposting it to other video sites. I mean, we are under – I don't get into it, but I spend a good 2 hours a day messing with the different globalist harassments, the different fake things that go on, the slap suits, the rest of it. And we defeat it all by the grace of God, knock on wood repeatedly. Trust in God, but tie up your camel, as they say. But you have to understand, we don't whine and complain, but it's hard to run a media operation like this. It's hard to roll out new stuff. It's hard to get it done. And your funding makes it easier to have more money, and we need more funds. So get involved today. Buy your war bonds, mid-air refueling. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It helps pay for the equipment, the crew. We're about to launch the new studio. Just everything's been cascading, but we're so close to everything getting done. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, and again, go to InfoWarsLife.com. All the best. You've heard the rave reviews of Supermel Vitality, the Nascent Iodine Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Lung Cleanse, all of it. And we've got some new products coming out soon as well. These really are groundbreaking. In fact, I'm going to take it right now. I always forget when I do this on the show to just have the bottles right here with me. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I've got the Survival Shield right here, Nascent Iodine, that I take morning, noon, and night. Consult your physician before you take it, unlike any other iodine out there. We've got the Lung Cleanse with all these essential herbs and essential oils, concentrated, three shots of the mouth, then inhaled, just annihilates my allergies. Super Male Vitality, Clarity, Stamina, you name it, Libido, appetite suppressant, that's what it does for me. Take that three times a day. And then Fluoride Shield has the nascent iodine and five other compounds to chelate and detoxify. And it is revolutionary what is in these bad boys. So that's InfoWarsLife.com. And you know you're funding the operation while getting high-quality products. And we've got a sale going on Survival Shield right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That said, let me control myself now, and as best I can, get into all these different audio and video reports and news that I have to cover. Because I can't decide what's the most important news, I will start on the right-hand side and move to the left. Reuters, U.S. releases satellite images of Russian forces near Ukraine. Of course, Russia has always had some of its biggest military bases on the border with Ukraine. They fought most of their wars in that area, including Hitler, not defending the Russians. The point is the globalists, the EU, are even worse than the Russian government. Okay, it's very simple. Russia to ban U.S. from using space station over Ukraine sanctions. That's London Telegraph. Stuff is just getting crazier and crazier. In retaliation for imposing sanctions, Russia will also bar its rocket engines from launching U.S. military satellites. We were ordered in the 70s. To destroy the Saturn rocket diagrams that Wernher von Braun created, and they say they can't even recreate them and don't have a heavy lifter. Do you believe any of this bull? So this is escalating very, very quickly. A UN-marked helicopter used by Kiev against militias sparks scandal. They have big Hind helicopters painted up with UN insignia. The UN admits it and are very upset that the UN's been caught. I guarantee you they're part of it doing that. De-dollarization, Russia is like using medical helicopters to attack people with Red Cross on it. I think the Red Cross would like that. Russia is on the verge of dealing a massive blow to the petrodollar, dumping the dollar for any purchases of oil or natural gas from the mineral-rich mega-nation, one of the biggest countries in the world geographically and mineral-wise. And just like Africa, the globalists want to take it over and get it for themselves. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, two stories, actually more than that, on the Second Amendment front. Court upholds warrantless entry, seizure of gun rights activists for an emergency medical evaluation and literally kidnapping a woman and then taking her firearms. The woman ended up suing only to have U.S. District Judge Stodmuller, I believe is how you pronounce it, dismiss the case. Sutterfield has since appealed. Pretty amazing, the emergency aid doctrine, where you don't have any proof somebody's crazy, but the police just show up and drag you off and then take your guns. And that dovetails that rundown line story at Infowars.com with this Kurt Nemo story up at Infowars.com. It's very important. Second Amendment is a clear and present danger, says Illinois. Concealed carry law allows doctors to make call on gun ownership. We were sent this, and I looked at it online, since confirmed it's a state version of a federally issued public document, the IDHS, or Illinois Department of Homeland Security Firearms Ownership Identification FOID Mental Health Reporting System, and they say if you're basically having any type of problem or stress or anything, your gun should be taken, and they inform doctors, healthcare providers, everybody to spy on you and report that on you and to get your guns. Here's another Second Amendment article. Florida lawmakers aim to restore children's right to open carry Pop-Tart guns on campus. That's right. People have been getting expelled, arrested, you name it, for just drawing an image of a gun or writing about a gun in a story for English class. Or the Pop-Tart looks like a gun to somebody, the police come. Total mental illness. It's like saying you can't say the word bossy or you can't have tacos or it's racist. I just thought it was tasty. You've got that type. Just be hypersensitive about stuff that isn't going on, but then ignore all of the real tyranny. I have a clip coming up. I'm not going to play it now, but transhumanist superhuman powers and live assistive technologies will allow us to become like God, says top transhumanists. We're going to play a clip of that audio and video coming up here. But let's shift gears into the really bombshell news that I mentioned earlier, but it's so incredible. You can see all these stories at DrudgeReport.com. We've got some of them at Infowars.com. But this really is the ultra-lawlessness of, well, we got to take you to jail. You didn't pay, you know, for that speeding ticket. And, you know, oh, we got to take you to jail. You weren't wearing your seatbelt. They do that now all over the country. Oh, we got to do that. Oh, we got to, you know, check your baby's diaper at the airport and put them in a naked body scanner. They're back to doing that now. The TSA's right back to it because, you know, you might be a terrorist, even though the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda now. No one denies that. Here it is, Breitbart. Lamar Smith calls ICE release of 36,000 criminal immigrants a presidentially sanctioned prison break. Yes, turn the rhetoric up to the level of reality. I mean, when you're getting overrun by criminal activity, rapists, murderers, bank robbers, this is just the latest release, 36,000. It's hundreds of thousands. I'm telling you, folks, illegal alien criminals, not the hard-working illegals that you see, you know, working in the fields, restaurants, you name it. But in my experience, are really moral, nice, hard-working people. But then you've got the criminals of Mexico who come here, and this is the happy hunting ground. One guy, they say, killed 20-something women. That railway serial killer, and they just couldn't stop him, couldn't get him. He got arrested over and over again, drunk, stumbling around, but no one knew who he was. I mean, they're literally ghosts, folks. And they're building a national ID system, saying it's for the illegals, but exempting them, and really using it on citizens. Like Ron Paul said, don't build a border fence, it'll be used to keep us in. And now they're admitting that. Amazing. In fact, there's video of that Lamar Smith, isn't there? Maybe we should... we do have a clip of Lamar Smith?
No, we have a clip from Mark Levin's show with Chris Crane, the ICE Union president.
That's right, saying that basically La Raza, which means the race, runs them. Let's play that clip right now.
The other three Republicans, have you asked to meet with them?
Yes.
And you don't get a response?
No response at all.
That's absolutely unbelievable. Meanwhile, they'll meet with the National Council of La Raza, English, the race, won't they?
Yes. Yes. In fact, those groups are now running our agency.
Those groups are now running the agency. How about that?
Yes. That's why we're not arresting people. That's why we can't do it.
By the way, that's not a joke. I forget all the names, but I've seen it in the news over the years, where the entire directorship, almost the entire directorship, is former La Raza or Ford Foundation.
Yeah, that's what he says here in the clip.
Oh, he says that in the clip. I haven't even heard the clip. Oh, he goes on and says that?
And running our agency.
Well, they're embedded in the White House. I think Obama's top appointee to handle this stuff comes out of one of these groups, doesn't she?
Yes, Cecilia Munoz, yes.
I haven't even heard the clip, but I don't know what they're going to say because it's the truth. I mean, nothing against Latin Americans, folks, but that's failed countries down there. It's really hellish. And literally, it's game over. The government's bringing them in and even legalizing bank robbers and child molesters. Child rapists are being released by the thousands. You cannot make this up. I remember the first time I saw this going on under Bush, they reported 200-something thousand released. The Houston Chronicle did, and it was like thousands of arsonists. And I went, there's thousands of arsonists? Thousands of rapists, hundreds of child molesters, child kidnappers. I mean, under the Bush plan, that was the Democrat plan, it's the same plan now that they won't let people see. They make it secret. But Senator Sessions keeps releasing it, and they threaten to censure him. Supposed to like, well, don't see the bills the day we vote. You swear in the at the ICE meeting that you won't be a criminal anymore. And that, and then you're just released. Well, I mean, it's like, I just killed somebody, but I swear I'm not going to do it. Meanwhile, we have the biggest prison population in the world of pot smokers. They now got debtor prisons. Judges in Illinois and other places are throwing people in jail for not paying credit cards. Even though there's no law that you've got to do that, debtor prisons were outlawed hundreds of years ago in this country, only about 100 years ago in England. I mean, it's on, folks. I mean, they don't want real criminals in the jails. The globalists are criminals. They love criminals. They'll probably make them police.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean, really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You know, I feel like I should be doing more to fight this evil takeover. I'm in this cockpit, this media system reaching millions. I want to really affect change. I want to really communicate with people. But I guess we're doing it. Infowars.com. There's a lot of other stories up on the site. I want to get back into the immigration thing and then some other really important news here on mirrors and so many other serious issues. Student fights back after suspension over pro-gun T-shirt. You got to fight back when they restrict your First Amendment. That's how you keep it alive. Russian foreign minister demands Obama reply to claim U.S. mercenaries in Ukraine. Second Amendment, clear and present danger. MSM pushes doomsday Arctic ice sheet propaganda. Total lie. Court upholds warrantless entry, seizure of gun rights activists. Just mentioned that. Transhumanists, superhuman powers, and live ascension tech will allow us to become godlike. I'm going to play a clip of that coming up. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. They're now coming out with anti-surveillance masks that you wear so that you can walk around and not be tracked everywhere you go. Of course, they'll just program the computers where the cops come after whoever does an ID. They are building this grid. And speaking of that, I have an article on that front that I want to hit right now out of CBS News. iTeam Texas. Texas firm tracking your car with license plate cameras. It says they have more than 1,000. Yeah, you want to bet. They're networking the police cameras in with these companies, folks. They have partnerships. And selling the data. And it says there's a 100% chance if you live in a major city or ever gone to a shopping mall that you're being tracked by a company over the past 6 years. DRN has accumulated a network, more than 1,000 license plate readers located across the country, often thought of as just a tool for law enforcement to track down stolen vehicles. DRN is using automobile license plate readers to revolutionize the repossession industry. You see, AI technology in the hands of the corporations. And again, everyone's being recorded, even if your car is paid for, to just see if, you know, you might be someone who hasn't paid their bill. And kill switches are in all the new cars. Taxing boxes are in all the new cars, and now they're announcing, oh, we're going to start taxing you by the mile. Remember, I was the conspiracy theorist warning you about this? Stop living in denial, folks. It's all
got a clip of that
happening.
You want to see that?
You have a clip of what?
Of the iTeams.
Oh, sure. Let's see that clip.
Places the eyeballs of those people that were hanging their heads out the windows.
If they're not asking my permission, I have a problem with them.
Kurt Swartz is a Dallas attorney. He says he worries about the number of license plate readers.
I don't expect to be driving around in secret. On the other hand, I also don't expect to be followed everywhere.
That's right.
With a network of thousands of
cameras. Well, stop right there. Folks, it's an integrated master DARPA plan on record to control all reality and track everything with digital systems to have reality be searchable, not just the Internet. The Internet is a neural network AI system interfacing with Homo sapiens sapien and other new computer systems and artificially intelligent systems they believe are coming online, probably already have, to then put out the smart dust RFID, face scan, infrared, digital template to literally track reality to then be able to program and control reality. And I've been saying that for 15 years. Now it's mainline news. That is the plan. And by the way, it's not nice people that run it. It's an artificial system like fractional reserve banking and derivatives and high-frequency trading meant to scam you and end the free market as we know it and create a monopoly. One system, one unified, hellish collective with engineered food, water, everything. I mean, it's just a whole new world. The globalists want to be God. They want to control the universe. And they are engaged in GMO, genetic engineering, superbugs, you name it, they're doing it. We live in a science fiction movie.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.